Let's go to the United States now, and Donald Trump has now conceded Russia did engage in election cyber attacks. It's the first time the president-elect has accepted the conclusion made by the country's intelligence community. Now he's warning that action may be taken against Russia. It comes as the US vows to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. Penny Timms reports.
US tanks arrive in Germany, preparing for deployment on NATO's eastern flank. In recent days, 2,800 pieces of military equipment have arrived in northern Germany, ahead of a NATO exercise near Russia. US Air Force Lieutenant General Tim Ray.
These forces here were in direct response to the destabilizing efforts of the Russian government in the Ukraine.
And it backs a pledge made 2 years ago to increase military presence in Eastern Europe. It comes as pressure mounts on President-elect Trump to take action against Russia after US intelligence agencies last week concluded that Moscow did attempt to influence the outcome of the election. Those claims were initially rejected by Donald Trump, who took to social media to discredit the report, blaming it on a political witch hunt. Kellyanne Conway is counsellor to the president-elect, and she appeared on NBC.
In terms of Russia, if the report says that they attempted, I read even the New York Times stories are saying they aspired to and they attempted, they did not succeed. They did not succeed to in embarrassing this country on the world stage. They did not succeed in throwing the election to Donald Trump. That's very clear in this report.
But not all in Mr. Trump's Republican Party agree, including Senator John McCain.
I believe our intelligence leaders, General Clapper and Admiral Rogers, who testified before the Armed Services Committee, are credible people and well-respected. General Clapper, I think, had 53 years of experience in the intelligence business. And yes, intelligence authorities have made mistakes in the past and been wrong in the past, but what they're saying is there's a long history of Russian attempts to affect the outcome of our election.
Another Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, says he too is concerned about the report's conclusion and the response it's received.
Our lives are built around the idea that we're free people, that we go to the ballot box, that we, you know, have political contests outside of foreign interference. You can't go on with your life as a democracy when a foreign entity is trying to compromise the election process. So, Mr. President-elect, it is very important that you show leadership here. Let me say this. If after having been briefed by our intelligence leaders, Donald Trump is still unsure as to what the Russians did, that would be incredibly unnerving to me because the evidence is overwhelming. All I'm asking him is to acknowledge that Russia interfered and push back.
And now President-elect Trump's camp has changed its tune, saying it's long been aware of Russian hacking, suggesting it's a practice that's been happening for 5 decades. Reince Priebus is the incoming chief of staff for Donald Trump. He's speaking here with Fox News' Chris Wallace.
Does he accept that the Russians were behind this hacking campaign? Yes or no?
Well, sure. I mean, he's not denying that entities in Russia and it were behind this particular hacking campaign.
Well, who do you blame more for this? Who do you blame more for this, Reince? Do you blame Putin and the Kremlin, or do you blame the DNC? Who's the primary actor here?
Listen, the primary actor is the foreign entity that's perpetrating the crime to begin with.
Which
no
was.
No doubt about it,
which
Chris.
Was.
I'm not denying that.
Which was.
I'm not denying it.
And what was that foreign entity?
What I'm saying is Russia.
He's also suggested that action may be taken. It's the first time the Trump camp has accepted that Moscow was involved in hacking in the lead-up to the election. Kellyanne Conway again.
I mean, the one thing all Americans should be very concerned about in reading this report, the nut of which is really just 5 pages, the main part, is that we are woefully unprepared for cybersecurity in the 21st century in 2017. And that's why you have these hacks.
Russia has denied all allegations of hacking during the election campaign.
Penny Timms reporting.